You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Bart coming at you with another IDP primer, this time for week 9. Thanks for joining me. We're going to get right into this thing right off the bat. We'll talk about trades and other league happenings on the full show on Friday night, 9:30. You can stream it on YouTube and Twitch and join the chat and ask questions, make comments. We'll talk about them on air. Or you can watch on Facebook or Twitter. We probably won't see anything that you post, but you can still watch it there. Let's get right in. Defensive tackles, defensive ends, linemen for week 9. Top guy on my list this week that you guys are refusing to pick up is Kyle Phillips. He is on a tear. Over his last 3 games, the guy has put up 7.5, 8.25, and 7.5. He is a great pickup for pretty solid consistency right now. You're going to get 5 to 8 points out of this guy, and that is good for a defensive end. He's my top pickup. He has taxi squad eligibility. I'm sick of talking about him. Either pick him up or don't. Whatever. I'm picking him up. Derek Wolfe is my next guy, priority-wise, D lineman. Denver, he's always had the talent. He just can never stay healthy. Well, so far this season, he's been mostly healthy, and he's got 4 sacks over his past 3 games. The latest game was against the Colts. Jacoby Brissett, not an easy quarterback to take down. Their offensive line typically plays pretty well, yet he had 2 sacks in that game. Derek Wolfe, if you need a guy, he's a great candidate. Last one on the defensive line that I've got is Bruce Irvin. Yes, that guy. He also has 3.5 sacks over his past 4 games, but he just came off a 2-sack week against the Niners. Also chipped in 5 solo tackles and an extra tackle for loss besides the 2 sacks. Bruce Irvin, another guy, always been long on talent, never quite put it together. He is 32 years old, but defensive linemen, sometimes they'll give you a couple good years later in their playing career, and I do like him as a pickup this week as well. Let's dive right into the defensive backfield. I've got one guy that pops out at me like crazy, and it's Marquise Blair of the Seattle Seahawks. Okay, so Bradley McDougald was a guy that I've been high on for quite a while. Didn't do a whole lot in the first 8 games so far. So Marquise Blair, it looks like he's getting a little extra playing time. He's a 22-year-old kid out of Utah. The guy has put up great numbers the past 2 weeks. He had 10 points against the Ravens in week 7, 17 points against the Falcons this past week. He had 11 total tackles and a forced fumble. This kid is talented. He's a early second-round draft pick, and right now you can get him for next to nothing. He is my priority pickup for the week in IDP leagues. Trying to get away from those cornerbacks a little bit. Some of them have let me down just a tad, but still, a lot of them are still scoring major points. Grant Haley of the New York Giants, an undrafted rookie. These guys are really performing lately. This guy has at least 6 tackles in his last 3 games. This past week, he had 7 tackles and a sack, which is just crazy. So we got him as our number 2 priority at the defensive back position. Number 3 for me, this is a fairly easy one. Rayshon Jenkins of the Chargers, 25-year-old kid out of Miami, Florida. He was a 4th-round pick in 2017. That team's decimated by injuries. This kid's put up 10 points in 2 of his last 4 contests. The other 2, 6.75 apiece. That's good quality production when you can get it right off the waiver wire. So I really like those 3 this week. Go out and grab them if you need help at those positions. Now let's get on to the meat and potatoes, the main position in IDP leagues, and that's linebacker. So linebacker, right now, hard to find a whole lot on the waiver wire. Devon Kennard of the Lions just had a good week. I wouldn't go chasing that week. He hadn't done much up till this point in fantasy. Vince Beagle, Miami Dolphins, he has had an okay week and an okay couple weeks, but I wouldn't go chasing those stats either. One person stats that I would go chase just a little bit is a young guy that has a lot of talent, Lorenzo Carter of the Giants. I wouldn't pay a lot, but he's got all the potential in the world, and he's got a couple sacks over his past 3 games, so he might be someone worth looking at. Ben Neiman of Kansas City, he's played okay. He's a 24-year-old kid out of Iowa. I love how tough Iowa players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, come into the league. They come in tough. This guy, undrafted, getting playing time. He has 6 tackles in 2 of his last 3. In his latest game, he had 4 tackles. So he's someone to keep an eye on. He's just a few weeks removed from a week 5, 10 total tackle game. And Kansas City seems to be having trouble finding those reliable linebackers right now. Another guy worth keeping eyes on, Dante Hightower. He's very up and down, but he has had his moments this season. He had a couple big plays. I don't want to pick him up quite yet, but he is worth keeping an eye on. He is a perennial letdown for the most part, but again, not a bad guy to keep an eye on. Brandon Copeland of the New York Jets. CJ Mosley is still going to miss time. This kid produces fairly well when he plays. He was suspended the first 4 games of the year. Now he comes back. In the past 2 weeks, he's put up over 8 points in each one of those contests. He is also just a guy to keep eyes on. I wouldn't go out and pay a whole lot for him right now. TJ Edwards, Philadelphia linebacker, starting to get more playing time. He's an undrafted rookie out of Wisconsin. He's getting playing time. He's putting up a few tackles. Keep eyes on him. Nothing major. And that's going to pretty much do it. There's not a lot on the waiver wire as far as linebackers go. Just guys to keep eyes on. Rookie Drew Tranquil, last one, 4th-round pick this year out of Notre Dame. He had a 6-tackle game last week, had a 7-tackle game a few weeks before that. Might be worth checking out, keeping an eye on, but none of these guys are must-pickups this week. I think that Marquise Blair is my premier pickup all across the defensive board this week. Hopefully this helps you out for Week 9. We're getting into the grit of the season, trying to make that playoff push. Go out and grab guys that might be able to help you, like Marquise Blair. I have a feeling this guy is going to be a 10-point-plus guy for the rest of the season. Take it to the Bark Bank, I suppose. I like him a lot. So thanks for listening, IDP Primer. Once again, check out the full show Friday night. Starts at about 9:30 on the stream. We look forward to chatting with you. Thanks again. Review, rate, subscribe. We're one away from number 100. The 100th review that we get on iTunes, you're going to get a free t-shirt. Get out there, submit that review. It takes a couple days for it to post, so you've got a chance at it. Everybody get on there, do your review. The one we see that pops up as the next one, number 100, free t-shirt. So be sure to leave some way for us to contact you, Twitter handle, email, something, so we can contact you and get you that free shirt over to you. Barks out. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you Friday. We'll talk to you Friday. My God, I don't believe a damn thing I'm saying. We'll talk to you Friday.